from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry visits Hiroshima. John Kerry says he is deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima, Japan, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb near the end of World War II. Mr. Kerry spoke after visiting a World War II peace memorial.
This was a display that I will personally never forget. I don't see how anyone could forget the images, the evidence, and the recreations of what happened. In August 6, 1945.
Secretary Kerry was speaking toward the end of the annual two-day G7 ministers meeting. Group of seven heads of state will meet in Hiroshima next month. President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city. The UN envoy for Yemen welcomed today the cessation of hostilities, which just went into effect. The truce is between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels. Amin Sakal of Australian National University tells VOA the Yemen ceasefire comes on the heels of Syria's truce.
And I think that has also put a lot of pressure on the various warring parties in Yemen to give it a more serious go at this time. Neither side has really gained a lot of grounds against one another.
Some observers believe the ceasefire will help the upcoming peace talks in Kuwait go well. Chad's president Idriss Deby is expected to win a fifth term after votes from Sunday's election are counted. Mr. Deby, who is facing 13 challengers, has led the country since 1990 when he seized power in a coup. A key election issue was security in the face of Islamic extremism, especially on the Nigerian-based Boko Haram insurgency. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency would... U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency would not use waterboarding against a detainee, even if a future president ordered such interrogation techniques. Mr. Brennan said he would not use the tactics because this institution needs to endure. The CIA used a program of harsh interrogations aimed at forcing terror suspects to give up information about possible attacks against the U.S. in the years following the 2001 terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in the U.S. President Barack Obama banned the techniques when he took office in 2009, saying many of them amounted to torture. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo, Syria's one-time economic capital, has been divided into occupation zones since 2012, with rebel groups in some areas while other locales are still under government control. Tensions remain high on the Idomeni border crossing a day after Macedonian police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of migrants as they tried to break through a border fence on the Greek side. Dozens of migrants continued to gather on the Greek side of the fence on Monday, but no clashes have been reported. Medical aid charities said 300 people were treated for injuries after Sunday's flare-up. Human Rights Watch has accused Israeli forces of using unnecessary force while arresting and interrogating Palestinian minors. A statement by a watch group said that the arrests of children have increased dramatically since an outbreak of violence erupted in the region in October of 2015 that left over 200 people dead. For nine young female musicians of Ivory Coast, breaking into the male-dominated music industry wasn't easy. But their group, Belamundo, is now a household name in Abidjan and booking shows abroad. Emily Yob reports from Abidjan.
The nine women of Belamundo win over yet another audience at this bar in Abidjan. This was the first venue to book them years ago, and they still play here weekly. Belamundo is one of the few all-female ensembles in Ivory Coast. It all started back in 2007 when a music producer came to then-music student Prisca Alou. She says the man told her he wanted to create an all-female band to fulfill a promise he made to his late mother. Guitar player Clotilde Blais says many didn't believe the band would last. People will tell us that women can't make it work, that they can't get along together, she says. So we took that as a challenge. Emily Yop for VOA News in Abidjan.
The Belamundo are currently preparing their second album. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.